From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. The White House confirmed suspicious packages apparently bound for the U.S. were found in Dubai and the United Kingdom. Both packages originated in Yemen. One was found on a UPS cargo plane in Britain's East Midlands. That aircraft was swept. Officials found nothing. The other was found by FedEx in Dubai. As a result, the company has suspended all shipments from Yemen. In the U.S., planes at airports in Philadelphia and Newark, New Jersey have also been swept. So far, nothing. NPR Scott Horsley reports on President Obama's reaction to this latest global development.
President Obama first got word of the possible threat from his counterterrorism advisor, John Brennan, a little after 10:30 p.m. on Thursday. The White House says Mr. Obama's been getting regular updates ever since. The president directed U.S. intelligence and law enforcement agencies to determine whether the suspicious packages from Yemen are part of a broader terror plot. He also instructed the Department of Homeland Security to take additional steps to ensure the safety and security of the American people. Scott Horsley, NPR News, the White House.
Authorities in Washington, D.C. are tightening security for Sunday's Marine Corps Marathon because a shooter is targeting military buildings around the region. No one has been hurt. But NPR's Giles Snyder reports authorities fear the threat could escalate.
The latest shooting, the second at a museum devoted to the Marines, happened sometime last night, and authorities are working under the assumption that it is related to three others. Those shootings, a previous one at the same museum, another at a Marine Corps recruiting station in a different Virginia suburb, and one at the Pentagon itself, have already been linked. The FBI's John Perrin says a gunman might have a grievance against the Marine Corps.
We'd like to know what this grievance is and what we can do to try to help resolve it. We're willing to listen to him and hear his side of the story.
The FBI is urging the gunman to surrender. Giles Snyder, NPR News, Washington.
The nation's economy posted modest growth in its final report card ahead of crucial midterm elections. More on this from NPR's Scott Newman.
The economy grew by just 2% from July to September as it continues to slowly emerge from the worst downturn since the Great Depression. But most Americans are less concerned about GDP than they are unemployment, a figure that remains near a historic high at 9.6%, says Brian Westbury, chief economist at First Trust in Chicago.
I believe the economy is recovering, but with unemployment so high, unfortunately, that's the number that voters are thinking about when they go into the polls.
Still, Westbury sees bright spots in the report. Consumer spending and business investment are both up, although they were offset by rising overseas imports. Scott Newman, NPR News, Washington.
On Wall Street, Dow's up 9 points at 11,123. This is NPR News. Confronted with a tough midterm election for his party, President Obama is trying to reassure voters his policies for the U.S. economy are working. He points to the latest government data that revealed economic growth. At a small business outside Washington, D.C. today, the president also promoted the need for more tax incentives that he says will spur growth and creativity during difficult times.
It's in those times that we recapture the ingenuity and the resilience that makes us a great people and makes this a great country. And that's the spirit that we've got to recapture and unleash once again, a spirit of optimism and confidence and hope that has made America the most dynamic country in the world.
On to space. The final launch of the space shuttle Discovery has been delayed a day. NPR's Richard Harris reports NASA has now set it for next Tuesday.
NASA engineers have discovered a couple of gas leaks in the shuttle's steering system, so they're taking another day to troubleshoot that issue. Discovery is supposed to take six astronauts and some more gear up to the International Space Station. The mission is supposed to include two spacewalks. It will be the 39th for Discover, which was first launched in 1984. Discover will then retire as NASA phases out the 30-year-old space shuttle program. Richard Harris, NPR News.
The Federal Drug Administration is refusing to approve an experimental weight loss drug, saying more studies have to be done to assess possible health risks. Unexa has been linked to cases of cardiovascular problems, as well as risks to women during their childbearing years. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News. In Washington.